KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning. Scott Schaefer is away. I'm Catherine Barron. Governor Schwarzenegger is going tete-a-tete with opponents of his ballot initiatives. The governor will begin running his own television ads this week to counter a TV ad campaign by critics. We'll hear more from the governor about one of those ballot measures coming up. Passengers aboard a JetBlue airliner are counting their blessings and praising their pilot this morning after making an emergency landing Wednesday at Los Angeles International Airport. Their plane, originally headed for New York, was diverted from Burbank shortly after takeoff and circled for hours after the front landing gear became stuck sideways. Rachel Miro of KPCC in Los Angeles reports.
With firefighters standing by, JetBlue Flight 292 touched down lightly on its back wheels. The twisted front wheels then hit the ground and flamed out, but the Airbus 320 ultimately rolled to a quiet stop. Safely on the ground, 27-year-old passenger Zachary Mastoon of Brooklyn said when the pilot first announced the problem, he was so calm, passengers didn't quite realize the severity of the situation until they turned their TV sets to the news and saw their plane making headlines.
Initially, I thought everything was fine, and then seeing everything on the news made me really quite frightened. And so I definitely freaked out a little bit, but no one was screaming, no one was, you know, acting unruly. Everybody was completely calm and professional, but the stewardesses and the flight crew were amazing.
After a big cheer, the passengers deplaned and no injuries were reported. Federal investigators are working to determine what went wrong. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.
More tough financial times at the University of California could mean another hike in student fees or limits on enrollment. UC President Robert Dines told Regents Wednesday they face difficult decisions as the number of students seeking a UC education continues to rise, while state spending has fallen by 12% since 1984. Killing a white person is more likely to land someone on death row in California than murdering people of any other race, even though more blacks and Hispanics are murder victims. Those are some of the findings of a new study looking at how the death sentence is applied in the state. Judy Campbell reports.
The report by two criminal justice experts found that those convicted of murdering whites in California are almost four times more likely to be sentenced to death than those who kill Hispanics, and three times more likely than those who kill black people. The report, called The Impact of Legally Inappropriate Factors on Death Sentencing, will be published in the Santa Clara Law Review. It's the first study of the race of state homicide victims in the 90s. The report also found major geographic disparities. A person convicted of first-degree murder in a predominantly white rural county is more than three times as likely to be sentenced to death as a person convicted of a similar crime in an urban county. The report did not find significant bias based on the race of the defendant. It found the defendant's race did not significantly contribute to prosecutors seeking the death penalty or jurors agreeing to it. For the California Report, I'm Judy Campbell.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger agreed to a series of rare sit-down interviews this week with State House reporters in Sacramento. But the media-savvy governor was hard to pin down on some subjects not on his agenda. One example of that occurred Wednesday when Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers asked the governor about his budget balancing initiative, Proposition 76.
Prop 76 would create a cap on how much the state can spend in any one year. And if a deficit goes unresolved by the legislature, the initiative would give the governor the power to cut spending on his own. So it seemed reasonable to ask Schwarzenegger, if he had that power now, how would he use it?
And I have to ask you, when you really look at the real revenues and real expenditures over the last two budgets, they haven't balanced. I mean, quite frankly, the budgets have not balanced that you have been a part of. So where are we spending too much money?
When you take in $80 billion, then you can only spend $80 billion, but not 88. If you take in $88 billion, then you cannot have the spending formulas tell you that you should spend $94 billion. Okay. So it doesn't matter where it is. It's all across the board. We are spending too much money.
But missing in that answer is the governor's role in the problem. In truth, the budget he signed this year will spend about $5.5 billion more than it takes in. Nonetheless, Schwarzenegger laid much of the blame elsewhere, on spending formulas approved by voters in the past, earmarking money for everything from education to transportation. He claims his formula, Prop 76, will be different.
So you can switch a formula from an irresponsible formula to a responsible formula. The formula I'm proposing is, let's live within our means. Let's only spend the money that we have. Why? When we have a formula that spends money that we have, then you can start putting money aside and you start planning on rebuilding California.
That may be true, but remember, the discussion began with asking Schwarzenegger how to live within our means for specific places where state government spends too much. After 2 years as governor, it's reasonable to assume Schwarzenegger has some ideas where to scale back, but instead, the governor started listing the ways California doesn't spend enough.
We need to rebuild California. We have a transportation system for 25 million people. People are every year getting stuck longer and longer in traffic. We cannot rebuild the system the way we ought to because we don't have the money. We have hospitals that are not earthquake-proof.
The governor continued to rattle off other needs, like building new schools and repairing levees. And the initial question about budget overspending now led Schwarzenegger to talk about strengthening California's economy by helping solve traffic jams at the state's ports.
But it's one of the first things that Prime Minister Koizumi said when I was in Japan. He said, please unload our ships. We're losing money. So I mean, that's economic power. We are not creating the infrastructure because we don't have the money. So I say,
but we're spending too much. I'm sorry, I don't understand. It just doesn't match. You say we're spending too much. We don't have the money. Where are we going to get the money for all of this?
That's what I'm saying. Let's live within our means.
In all, the attempt to ask the governor about how he would use the budget powers contained in Prop 76 lasted almost 8 minutes. And there was no discussion of where a state plagued by deficits spends too much. As someone who likes to envision the end game, Governor Schwarzenegger seems to have focused his initiative campaign on what happens after the budget problems are solved, and not on the tough choices that problem will require. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
That's the California Report for Thursday, September 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Catherine Barron. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by TIAA CREF, serving those who serve others by offering financial services for the greater good. TIAA-CREF.org. The Steward Foundation, for coverage of important issues in public education. And the California Farm Water Coalition, family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family. Online at farmwater.org.